A blanket of protection. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. You know, this time of year, one of the best things about spring in Tennessee is popping up all around, and that's fresh strawberries. And unfortunately, farmers that have those strawberry patches are busy working to protect their delicate blooms from late frost.
If it gets much below 40, I'm probably going to take some kind of precautions just because of history and looking at, you know, I've seen it frost at 39, and if it gets much below 40, I'm thinking real hard about taking action against it.
Donnie Steed of Circle S Farms near Lebanon says their protection for their 3 acres of strawberries are frost blankets, something they've been doing for a number of years now, as opposed to an irrigation system to freeze the blooms, or as others do, nothing at all.
You can get along without them, but, you know, protecting your investment with no more input than you would have on them, it just makes good economic sense just to protect what you got and try to hedge against loss.
Donnie Steed is the 8th generation to farm the same land in Wilson County, and besides the strawberries, they have blueberries, blackberries, cattle, and hogs, and are starting an endeavor on Christmas trees. But right now, it's all about the strawberries, and he's hopeful that soon the threat of frost will be gone, and folks can come and enjoy the fruits of his labor.
But yeah, for another 2 weeks, I'm probably not going to take them up. I'm probably going to leave them in the field, just cover and uncover as I can. And right now, I think we're going to have as good a year as we've ever had. You know, when the berries get ripe, if the rain will hold off and have good weather and good weekends for the public to come in and pick, I think we're going to have a tremendous year.
And to find local strawberry patches near you, go to picktnproducts.org. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.